This podcast is another one in the series that follows on from Don't Feed the Cat and The Cat Is Back. This is the next part. You may understand now that you've learned habits of worrying, and it's something that makes us feel like out of control. It's not a big scary out of control, but decades of helping people to become anxiety free, one of the key factors is knowing that we can change and we don't need to live this way forever. Your newfound knowledge and commitment to change, of course, is like anything in life. A bit of work will start seeing change in how you feel. Insecurity breeds insecurity. Take small steps and let your confidence start to grow. You've stopped feeding the cat, and it's not stuck in that reassurance trap. The next step is to look at other things we do that can give us a warped sense of safety. Safety and security is a feeling we should have inside of ourselves. And if we don't feel secure, we can start searching for comfort outside of ourselves. If we feel insecure, we can start covering ourselves with comfort blankets, which for a while can and does make us feel a bit better. But in the long term, it's just making us more insecure and anxious. And then something comes along that we don't feel secure about, and we add another comfort blanket, and again, we get a temporary feeling of relief. If we continue to do this, before we know it, we've smothered ourselves with comfort blankets, and the issues we're trying to resolve are still there. These habits of comforting ourselves with things has the opposite effect and tells our mind we don't feel secure, then adds to our original worries and anxieties. Comfort blankets don't work, they just smother you. Now let's try and pinpoint a few comfort blankets you may have in your life. You may not have realised that they are causing you more anxiety and making you feel insecure. Maybe going to certain places you feel a bit nervous, so you start to carry maybe a bottle of water just in case you get a dry mouth. It's sensible, but if it's a comfort blanket, then it will only make you feel more insecure. If you've done this, you become aware over time you end up not being able to go out without it. When you forget it, you feel even more worried. Maybe you have a bad stomach and you take an Imodium, and then you start taking Imodiums out with you all the time. The same fears can grow. And it all leads to the same thing, more fear and more anxiety. Don't get me wrong, at times these items are good for us and we can take them out. But if it's become a comfort blanket for you, you'll find that you can't go out without it. You'll feel that the anxiety that made you take it out with you in the first place, plus a bit more. You're not any safer. You don't feel any less anxious. In fact, you feel more anxious. And now you have the need to have to carry this with you whenever you leave the house. If this is you, then it's time to take action. Try maybe doing small trips without it. Helping you build up your confidence. Over time, your mind will forget and you will start feeling more confident. Please don't accept a miracle change. Taking steady progress is much better than racing to do something and then racing back to the beginning again. Keep thinking about your mind as a muscle. Regular exercise over time makes you stronger. Be steady and consistent with yourself, and your mind will build the confidence to change. Push through the fear and challenge yourself, and you will grow stronger. Now let's have a look at more things that could be breeding insecurities and so in turn making you anxious. Maybe it's not the things we have to take with us. Maybe it's the things we do. Our mind's like a massive computer. Like any computer, it sees things in black and white, right or wrong, and there's nothing in between. But we are different and we see things in many shades, from black through to dark greys, to light greys, white, and all the different shades in between. And we think our mind will see that too, but it doesn't. Your mind's a computer and will look through the insecurities, hopes and choices with a black and white attitude towards things. If we want to be safe and secure and anxiety free, we have to start acting this way, then learning the habits to stay this way. Let's expand on this a little bit more. I do lack examples. I just think sometimes it makes us see what I'm saying and get the grasp and the handle on it more easily. These examples can always be transposed into things that you're doing. If you feel uncomfortable with people and say you blush, you could be avoiding bright places, hot places, face-to-face conversations with people, being centre of attention, and embarrassing situations. I get why you don't want to do this, as these things have been making you feel uncomfortable and can trigger you to blush. The reality is, though, you're still blushing while trying to avoid these or do these things. And in fact, the avoidant habit is not helping you to stop blushing. It's become part of the problem. Putting things off creates avoidance. Avoidance creates fear, and fear makes us anxious. Maybe you don't like talking in groups, so you avoid speaking in those situations, and over time you end up speaking less and less, which adds to your insecurities. You might not feel comfortable doing something at work and end up overchecking it, and the habit of overchecking on that piece of work gets stronger, and you still feel more insecurity about doing the work. I could go on forever, but I think you get the gist of what I'm saying. Doing things to stop you feeling uncomfortable just makes you feel more uncomfortable. Your mind just sees all these actions as you being afraid and will encourage your body to feel more anxious about them. Your mind thinks that it's keeping you safe, helping you to avoid these scary things. It doesn't understand that you are nervous because don't feel safe inside and have created these irrational fears. You can do it. It's only the fear that you can't that's been stopping you. And now you understand why you've been feeling anxious. Now it's time to stop doing these things and start teaching your mind to feel safe. This will allow you to develop the calm and confidence you deserve. Start thinking about how a confident person would approach this situation and do the same. It will feel different because, of course, it is. But you know the other way is making it worse, not better. So you've got nothing to lose and, in fact, everything to gain. Step by step is the best way to learn. Do the easy things first and build up to the bigger situations.